Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Happy birthday, Sigmund Freud. The father of psychoanalysis was born on this day in 1856. Now, Freud's publications include 3 essays on the theory of sexuality, Totem and Taboo, and The Ego and the Id. In 1930, Civilization and Its Discontents was published. He writes about many things in it, including aggression and culture. Here is an excerpt from it. The existence of this tendency to aggression, which we can detect in ourselves and rightly presume to be present in others, is the factor that disturbs our relations with our neighbors and makes it necessary for culture to institute its high demands. Civilized society is perpetually menaced with disintegration through this primary hostility of men towards one another. Their interests in their common work would not hold them together. The passions of instinct are stronger than reasoned interests. Culture has to call up every possible reinforcement in order to erect barriers against the aggressive instincts of men and hold their manifestations in check by reaction formations in men's minds. Hence, its ideal command to love one's neighbor as oneself, which is really justified by the fact that nothing is so completely at variance with original human nature as this. With all its striving, this endeavor of cultures has so far not achieved very much. Civilization expects to prevent the worst atrocities of brutal violence by taking upon itself the right to employ violence against criminals, but the law is not able to lay hands on the more discreet and subtle forms in which human aggressions are expressed. The time comes when every one of us has to abandon the illusory anticipations with which, in our youth, we regarded our fellow men, and when we realize how much hardship and suffering we've been caused in life through their ill will. It would be unfair, however, to reproach culture with trying to eliminate all disputes and competition from human concerns. These things are undoubtedly indispensable, but opposition is not necessarily enmity, only it may be misused to make an opening for it. I believe we are still struggling with the battle between aggression and culture. It could be economic aggression, physical aggression, or psychological aggression. It is practiced within and between countries. The struggles continue, but let's try and avoid enmity. Thanks for listening. Missed a past episode of Room 33? They're all on my website, carltroutman.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.